first world nation. The only fair due compensation, the front row seats of capitulation, the swift collapse of our civilization. I love being alive in the year 2025. 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 Crushing weight hangs over me. Unyielding, seething, great ennui. But heed these words, do not give in. Swallow, let the evil win. When we must fight just to survive, sweeter does it taste to thrive. I love being alive in the year 2025. 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 Lord
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard three really cool new punk tracks. First, or the last one we just heard was Sick Fizz, OMG, Not This Guy Again. Before that, we heard Hate Knife out of Seattle with their track 2025. And at the top, we heard Lunch with their song Hinge Date.
Nice. I do like that pop music writes about really, you know, it's like seemingly niche topics, like going on a Hinge date, but this is like kind of universal at this point, you know?
Totally.
No one's writing about Hinge dates.
And especially a really angry one about how you have to like keep going on these awful first dates and then swiping and re-swiping. It's a fun little track.
Punk music is great, man.
Yeah.
You can talk about anything.
Here's something I want to talk about in a punk song.
Yeah, I was waiting. I was like, how's he going to transition to this?
So I've discovered there is a Steam game. I would recommend you check it out if you are a masochist. It's called 5D Chess with Multiverse Time Travel. So we all know 4D chess is what the president is doing in his geopolitical strategies. 5D chess is even more complicated than what he can conceive of.
Okay, so I have to just, for a second, like, normal chess, that's 2D
chess.
That's
two-dimensional chess.
Okay, 3D chess is when it's like a cube?
Yes, so it's like the pieces can go up and down on levels. Like, 3D chess is an actual thing that you can play.
Okay. 4D chess.
4D chess has a fourth dimension, like a tesseract, which is like a theoretical dimension that we exist in 3D space. But there could be a fourth dimension that fourth dimensional beings can move around.
I thought that time was the fourth dimension. So that's where I'm coming up short with this 5D chess involving time. I thought that time was already part of four dimensions.
Yes. So then, yeah, then you could say the fifth dimension is this theoretical other dimension.
Okay.
So if you like, just look at the pictures here. So this is chess that like is played. It's like, I don't even know what I'm looking at.
I'll try and describe it for there's the listening multiple, audience. It looks like a pitchfork.
Yes.
So there's like one root going in and then like four arrows going out of the root, and they all have different chess boards, and there's a piece that's like the piece that you can move, and then it has like options listed in three different pictures on all four of the different timelines.
So yeah,
I hope that was clear.
So you can, like, for any piece, you can move it like a normal chess piece.
Yeah.
You can move it in the third dimension. You can move it forward or backward in time, or you can move it between different timelines in like a multiverse scenario.
Okay, I feel if you can move backwards in time during chess, this kind of negates it being a game. No?
No, because you have to defend your king in all timelines.
Wow. Okay.
And they've added different pieces, like the unicorn, which can move any distance along a triangle, a trigonal, as opposed to a diagonal.
Right, okay.
The dragon can move around a quadrigonal, that's very hard to say. There's a brawn, which is like a pawn. It can move in any forward direction. It cannot go backwards, but it can also, so it can only move forward in time, but not backwards in time.
I feel like this is, you know, you download this game, it starts a match against someone, and then one of you could just say, I win. And that's about as much sense as this game makes.
Here's I've curated some reviews here.
Okay.
We have someone says exactly what you said. Perfect for chess novices, because even if you play against an expert, they are just as confused as you are.
Yeah, this is not tenable.
They say, terrible tool for teaching someone how to play chess. I'm a physics undergrad, and this game will be my PhD dissertation. And then my favorite, I can see why this game has the psychological horror tag. I couldn't sleep for weeks.
I think 4D seems like enough dimensions.
4D is
I don't know. Even 3D, you know.
Yeah, it's like,
are we really playing?
It's like a five cheese pizza. Like, are you really? Do we really need the other cheese? Is it going to get lost?
Yeah, I gotta say that about four cheese. There's never a time I'm eating a four cheese pizza where I'm like, I can really taste like this bite has more of this cheese. It just tastes like cheese slop. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong and I'm not going to expensive enough pizza places, but...
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. I guess if you had, like, cheddar, and then there's, like, little dollops of some more Italian-y style cheese on top or something.
That's
but,
so true.
You know? Sometimes it's not like that. Sometimes it's all shredded.
Yep.
That doesn't help anyone. I don't know.
Is there anything else you want to say about
four
cheese
pizza? Well, mozzarella's perfectly
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, there is actually.
It's enough on its own. Actually, no, not even mozzarella. I really like when it's like the, I don't know, fior de lat, like whatever.
Yeah.
Like what's that like really nice cheese that they just do in little scoops on the pizza?
When they're putting fleur de lat on your pizza, you know your neighborhood's getting gentrified.
You said fleur. That's French for flower.
Okay, whatever.
Silly goose.
We're going to play New Winter Sleep. It's called Abyss. Here we go.
I know the hollow road won't go easy on me. I did it for a moment of love, a lifetime of control. Slipping away from me, I cherish every moment we stole until that day we'll lie and wait. guess if anyone would know all the way it would go, his morning obituary. He lost about as much as he stole. But to that day, we're living in the abyss now, living in the abyss, we're living in the abyss.
folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Treehouse by Alex G. Before that, Void Comp with Skin Deep. And at the top, we heard Abyss, the new track by Winter Sleep. Folks, the Void Comp, is that like the Void Comp test? Or I think it's Comp test. Void Comp test. So maybe
what
I think
are you
they're
talking about
in Blade Runner, the Void Comp test is what they give the robots. I can't remember what the robots are called in Blade Runner to see if they're human or not.
Mm.
You see a turtle on your back, on its back in the desert. Why aren't you turning it over?
Mm.
You're familiar with this.
Okay.
Void Comp.
Sorry to everyone on Earth, because I know this is like just a wrong opinion. I really don't like Blade Runner, and
yeah,
I really don't like the
incorrect
remake, like the sequel thing. And I love Denis Villeneuve. I did not like that movie. I did not like the original Blade Runner. Everything was so rainy and dark, and I didn't care about any of the characters. Sorry.
Well, there was rain, but there was also the tears in the rain.
Oh. Okay.
Remember?
Is that a part of the movie?
Oh, my God.
I was not really paying attention.
We're done. We're so done. Up next, folks, we've got new Pulp, Marrying for Love.
Dead. That's how my autobiography would have read, until the day you came into my life. You took my hand, walked by my side, a redhead at one side of me, a chihuahua on the other. And then all bets are off. They will enter the temple, and soon enough laughter will be heard. 5 years after it disappeared from this world. Ah, I kid you not. It is written in pages on tablets of stone, engraved in finest copper plates or on toilet walls. My kingdom has come. Hallelujah. There is a way out, a loophole in the contract, a way to go back. To go back and relive the pivotal moment in the primal drama. Adjust your final decision, precision engineering in another dimension. Deliriously happy, a new source of energy that doesn't cost the earth. Erotic rebirth. I knew it in my bones the moment I first clapped eyes on you. Though it took me a lifetime, it took me a lifetime. Oh, to see it through, yeah. It is written in pages on tablets of stone, engraved in finest copper plates, called on toilet walls. My kingdom has come. Hallelujah. It will take more than a roll of newspaper to see me off. I'm indestructible. I'm stuck on you. Yeah, I'm stuck. And your life force too. Armageddon postponed, paradise regained. 10,000 saxophones take to the street. Can you imagine the racket? But I love it. Yeah, down come the walls of Jericho. I plant my flag in virgin territory. Come on, let's go. This is new, this is new. Shout it from the rooftop. Here we go. Tablets of stone, engraved in finest copper plates, gold on toilet walls. My kingdom has come. It's written in pages on tablets of stone, engraved in finest copper plates, gold on toilet walls. My kingdom has come.
syndrome.
Did before our hearts become one, couldn't love you.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard New Jaguar Sun, that was Flutter. Before that, we heard Nora Kelly Band with Imposter Syndrome, and at the top, Pulp with their new track, Marrying for Love. Ain't that nice? Folks, it's now time for your Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where we talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song runs, and this week, off of Ghana, we are hearing Please Come Home to Hamdgatan. Forgive me. It's a Swedish word. It means port street. It is a street in Stockholm. Of course, there's a Mountain Goats record called Sweden, another one called Hair and Farewell, Gothenburg. My man JD really likes Sweden, and this is another Sweden song. I always associated this song with Tirana. Whenever I was driving into the city or training into the city, I suppose, to come visit, this song would always just be on whatever playlist. It would just happen to come up organically. And it reminds me of this big, awful city. I'm sorry. But it's been playing around in my mind mostly because of the brazenness with which horrific crimes are being committed all around us, and everything just continues as normal. This is a song about jewel thieves who leave fingerprints, but we don't dust for fingerprints. This is a song about snake oil peddlers who are easy to spot, but around here, we drink a lot of snake oil. Like as Leonard Cohen said, everybody knows what, like, the all of the evils and horrible lies and tragedies that befall us every day. Everyone knows what they are and where they come from, but we still keep muddling along. It's frustrating. This song almost sort of celebrates that in an ironic way, I guess. I don't know. I don't really know what else to say about it. I've been playing this song in my brain over and over this week. Why don't we just say what our man has to say about it? This was recorded in Iowa in early 1997. I was but a wee babe when this song, we sort of came into the world together, if you think about it, me and this song. JD says about it, in which our hero again asserts that, no matter how brazenly his intended rubs his face in the morning wreckage of their once-storied love, he is up for another round if she is. These people are sick, you guys. I wish I could do something to help them. They are virulently resistive to treatment. Here is Please Come Home to Hamdgatan by the Mountain Goats.
Fingerprints on everything. Jewel thieves, leave fingerprints on everything. But around here, we never dust for fingerprints. Snake oil peddlers, we can spot them half a mile away. Snake oil peddlers, we can spot them half a mile away. But these days, we drink a lot of snake oil. Adulterers, adulterers, always give themselves away. Adulterers, adulterers, always give themselves away.
Hello and goodbye. Thank you for hanging out with us these last couple hours. It's been the highlight of my life.
Of your life, yep. Yeah.
It's all downhill from here, folks. We just heard Half Blood by Cassidy Mann. Before that, we heard Melt with two T's, Never Let Go, and at the top, the Mountain Goats. Please come home to Hamdgatan. So hard to say. I think I've said it differently each time.
Yeah. Well, you're not Swedish. I'm laughing at the image of, like, one day your future child is born and you're, like, holding your baby and you're like, this is good, but it's not as good as Tuesday, March 30, whatever.
For 2026.
Yeah, on this one episode.
I feel like we nailed it here.
Yeah.
We also have another person who nailed it. Snail Mail has reached the top of the indie charts for the first time in her career with this new song, Tractor Beam. And then we're going to leave you with Future Islands, Sail. Thanks for hanging out, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Streets wind up and down below to the balcony.